what Jesus said about himself. John 8:48-59. In our studies in John chapter 8, we have considered the following questions. What were Jesus' claims about himself? Who is Jesus? Who are Jesus' disciples? Who are God's children? The title of our study today in John 47-59 is, What did Jesus say about himself? People said many things about Jesus, but as we study this passage, let's take note of what Jesus said about himself. Some people listened to Jesus and believed, but many hardened their hearts and refused to believe. May God give us a heart to listen and to believe him today. Let's pray. Father, we are hungry for your word and thirsty for your life. We open our hearts and minds to you today. Teach us and lead us by your Spirit. Help us to understand how to follow you step by step today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed in the sharing of his word. What did Jesus say about himself? Today, I would like to give you an overview or summary of these verses rather quickly, and then focus on Jesus' statement in verse 58, before Abraham, I am. This is the crux and the focus of this passage. Let's begin in verse 48. Then the Jews answered him, Don't we say, well, that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Why did the Jews accuse Jesus of being deemed a demon-possessed Samaritan? Jesus had already been accused of being demon-possessed in John 17:20. They accused him again of being demon-possessed in verse 48, and again in verse 52, and then again in John chapter 10, verse 19. It seems that this was like a slur that came out of people's mouths when they got angry and had nothing else reasonable to say. When people said things that threatened the teachers of the law and the Pharisees, they accused them of being demon-possessed to assert that their teaching was not from God, but from the devil. Jewish people hated Samaritans, so this was another way to attack and disdain Jesus. Verse 49, Jesus answered, I don't have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. But I don't seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Jesus countered their accusation in verses 49 and 50. I don't have a demon, but I honor my Father. You dishonor me. As we have seen in John chapter 8, Jesus always brought the conversation back to his relationship with his Father. The Jewish leaders did not honor Jesus or his Father. Jesus did not seek his own glory, but the glory of the Father. It is very difficult to understand God or his words if we seek our own glory, because in doing so, we dishonor God. In order to know God or to understand his will, we must first honor him as God. Truth is not a set of doctrines or teachings. Knowing truth begins with fearing and honoring God. Jesus said, there is one who seeks and judges. God is the only judge. The Jewish leaders did not honor him. This made it impossible for them to hear his voice or to know the truth. Most certainly, I tell you, it says in verse 51, most certainly I tell you, if a person keeps my word, he will never see death. Then, verse 52, the Jews said to him, Now we know you have a demon. Abraham died as the prophets, and you say, If a man keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets died. Who do you make yourself out to be? So Jesus said, If a person keeps my word, they'll never see death. Why did this statement make them so angry? The Jews accused Jesus of having a demon because he said that a person will never taste death if they keep my word. They reasoned that since Abraham and the great prophets had died, this statement of Jesus was putting himself above their most respected forefathers. That is why they asked, Are you greater than Abraham? Verse 54. If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say that he is our Father. You have not known him, but I know him. If I said I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. Jesus' main emphasis was that he came from the Father, and they did not. Jesus said that his Father glorified him, not Jesus himself. Jesus said, I know him and keep his word, but you do not know him. Again, Jesus brought the focus back to his relationship with his Father. In verse 56, Jesus went on to say, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. Abraham lived by faith, and God gave him great revelation. Galatians 3:8 states that the scripture foresaw that God would justify Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. And then it quotes Genesis 12:3, all nations will be blessed through you. Abraham would know. Abraham knew that God would send a Savior through his descendants, and he rejoiced. Verse 57, the Jews therefore said to him, you are not 50 years old. Have you seen Abraham? Verse 58, Jesus said to them, most certainly I tell you, before Abraham came into existence, I am. Therefore, they took up stones to throw at him. But Jesus was hidden and went out of the temple, having gone through the middle of them and passed by. When Jesus asked if they asked Jesus if he had seen Abraham, he answered, most certainly, I tell you, before Abraham comes into existence, I am. This was the last straw for the Jewish leaders. They picked up stones and would have stoned Jesus, but Jesus was hidden and went out of the temple. It was not yet the hour for his suffering and crucifixion.
I would like to go into some detail and explain why the Jews thought Jesus had committed blasphemy against God and were willing to kill him for it. God told Moses in Exodus 3 that he would be known by the name I Am. Jesus said, before Abraham came into existence, I am. This was not a mistake or a misunderstanding of what Jesus had said. He stated, I am. Jesus claimed to be the same I am who proclaimed his name to Moses. Perhaps the most important revelation of the name of God in the Bible was given to Moses in Exodus chapter 3. God met Moses in the desert and appeared to him in the burning bush. The bush burned with fire, but was not consumed. Moses came close, and God spoke to him from the burning bush, saying, Moses, Moses. And God told him, don't come any closer. God said, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Exodus 3:5. And continuing in this chapter, God told Moses that he had seen the misery of his people in Egypt. And then in verse 11 of Exodus 3, he said, so now, go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Verse 12, God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have come out, brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Verse 13, Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of our fathers has sent me to you, and they ask, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? Verse 14, God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. God said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me. This is my name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation. Let me read that last sentence again. God said, this is my name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation. So there are many names of God for God in the Bible, but this is the most important one. God said, I want to be remembered by this name. God told Moses, this is that his name is I Am. In English, we sometimes pronounce this name Jehovah or Yahweh. The Jews refused to pronounce the name because the name of God is holy. So when they wrote the Old Testament, they only wrote the consonants in the name of Yahweh or Jehovah, YHWH. In other words, they didn't put in the vowels, so no one knew exactly how to pronunciate it. And so no one would verbally speak the name of God so as to not blaspheme his name. In English Bibles, when you read the word Lord, capital L-O-R-D, capitalized, it is representing these four letters, Y-H-W-H, the name for God, I Am, or Yahweh, Jehovah. The name is very interesting and important. The name YHWH, Jehovah, Yahweh, came from the verb in Hebrew, which means to be or to exist. In Exodus 3:14-16, YHWH, or in English, capital L-O-R-D, is linked to the verb Haya, which means to be, referring to the presence of God with his people. The word for God's name, YHWH, or in English, capital L-O-R-D, is used more than 6,000 times in the Old Testament. More than 6,000 times this name, I Am, Jehovah, YHWH, appears in the Bible. God said, this is my name forever. The name, this is the name I want you to remember. What was God trying to communicate about himself by giving this name? What did he say? Or why did he say, this is my name forever, the name by which I want to be remembered from generation to generation? He said, I am who I am. This is my name forever. I am the living God who exists from eternity. I am the God who is present, not an idol or man-made God. Someone said an American God might say, I do that I do, because we base our identity largely on performance. A Japanese God might say, I was that I was. Japanese and Asian cultures find much of their identity in tradition and in the group. But our God says, I am with you. I am the strength of your life. Let's consider Moses' position when God spoke to them. He was afraid to go to Egypt, and understandably so. He lacked confidence. He said, who am I? We often lack confidence and ask the question, who am I to do God's work? I'm nobody. I am not strong or talented. But God said, I am the living God, and I will be with you. This is the basis of our confidence. More than 400 times in the Bible, we are commanded, don't fear or don't be afraid. In almost every case, it gives the same reason, for I am with you. This is what God was saying by giving himself this name. I am the God who is with you. I am the God who is present. I am the living God, and I am with you. I'll give you a few examples. Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you. The Lord your God, I am, will be with you wherever you go. Isaiah 41:10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And Psalm 23:4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. To honor the name, God's name means to recognize his presence. He is the living God. He is with us. His presence is the basis of our confidence and strength. Humanly, we may feel weak and inadequate like Moses, but God says, I am with you, just as he spoke to Moses. So, in this chapter, what did Jesus say about himself? Well, Jesus said, I am. He was saying, I am the true God, the self-existent one, the God who is present. He is the one we are following. He is the Almighty, the Eternal, the Living God. He is the Creator of all things and the Ruler of all things. He is the one who came into our world to save us. He made himself nothing and came as a servant. Jesus, the Eternal I Am, humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death on the cross. Jesus, the I Am, says the same thing to us today. He says, I am the I Am. I am the living God, and I am with you. Let's pray. Jesus, you are the I Am, the Eternal Living God. Thank you for coming into this world for us. Thank you for going to the cross for us. And thank you that you are with us always. In your name, we pray. Amen.